This Week in Wealth is powered by Alpha Wealth Group. If you're serious about retirement and have saved $250,000 or more, call Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino now, 630-934-1855 or alphawealthgroup.com. Alpha Wealth Group, retirement made simple.
This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, WGN talk show host and a financial journalist and CEO of Best Money Moves, a financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and partner of the Alpha Wealth Group based in Oakbrook Terrace.
So this week we wanted to talk a little bit about inflation. Tom, I've been reading, as I'm sure you have, all the stuff coming out about inflation this week. I thought some of the numbers were really kind of crazy. Jerome Powell, mm-hmm. who's president of the Fed, had some comments. He's like, don't worry, everybody. But when you look at some of these numbers, I think people are generally going to be concerned, right? Consumer prices increased 5.4% from a year ago. Admittedly, that was in the depths of the pandemic, but still biggest monthly gain since August of 2008. We saw inflation increase 4.5%, the largest move since September 1991, once you exclude food and energy. Truck prices are up. Housing prices are sky high. That's been kind of crazy. So, you know, I'm sure you got calls this week from your clients about these inflation numbers and worrying about the retirement dollars. What are you telling them?
You know, I agree, Elise. These numbers are staggering. It's impacting us today. It certainly impacts our retirement. So, yes, I've been having these conversations every week. CPI came out, PPI came out this week, producer price index as well as consumer price index. The producer price index was 7.3%. And we talk about year over year. I mean, these are numbers I don't know if it's ever been seen. I think historically, some are 13-year highs and so on. When you have to come out of pocket, it gets very, very concerning. And I don't know if I necessarily agree these are transitory. If you think about the input cost, wages, energy, well, I don't think wages go back down once they go up, right?
But they held steady for like 30 years, which was effectively a reduction in salary.
Yeah.
But they're not going down.
They're not going to go back down. And then these energy costs, which is an input into everything. You can't transport anything. You can't build anything. Everything that's plastic materials has oil in it. In fact, it's interesting. A barrel of oil, a little less than half is actually used for fuel. It's used for other things. So, you know, my point is we really need to understand how is this going to impact our investments? How is this going to impact our retirement? I know there's been a big yawn from the Fed, a big yawn from the market because it continues to climb. But there's some red flags here. I know you mentioned some prices. I mean, we know housing has gone up dramatically. Used cars, I think they said 10% just month over month. So,
And new cars are selling for over manufactured price now. There's bidding wars over cars. There's bidding wars over used cars. There's bidding wars over houses. It is a bit concerning.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe the advice is sell your home, sell your car, if you can walk to work and rent for a while, and then once prices come back down, I don't know. It is, we're dealing with some crazy things.
Wait, you mean
things.
Treat your house and your car like a short sale?
Like that, yeah.
Not like a short sale, but, you know, like in stocks, you know, when you're shorting the market.
Buy back in. But if you think about it, and I do this, one of the things I always talk about with anyone that comes in is let's test your plan, because if they say, look, I need $100,000. You know, we spent a lot of time the last couple of weeks, at least, talking about taxes, right? So you think about it. When we talk about growing a pile of money and picking at it as your plan, that can be problematic. Number one, taxes, right? If we have a 401k IRA, every penny is taxable, whatever the tax rate is. That's why we spent a lot of time these last couple of weeks talking about Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks, where they're tax-free. But then you've got this inflation piece. What if I have to pull out more? So those are two huge factors. You know, if I have to pull out 40 just to net 30 because of taxes, well, then what happens the next year when I have to give myself that 3% raise or 4% raise? The paychecks aren't coming in. And so where do I get the 3 or 4% raise? Well, I pull it more out of my account. So if we're relying on our investments – You know, if you think about, like I said, if someone came into my office, we sat down, which we talked about, and says, look, I need $100,000. When I start running the numbers for them, they're like, wow, I really, just at 3 to 3.5% in 10 years, you don't need 100, you need 140. Okay,
right.
So.
And I want to explain that because that inflation can be really insidious. So when our older son, Alex, was born, I did the calculations and I said to my husband, Sam, I said, you know, the way that the cost of college is going, it's growing between 7% and 10% a year. When Alex is ready to go to college in 18 years, it could cost us $75,000 a year to send him. And Sam looked at me and went, wow, because it was like 30,000 at the time. And I'm like, no, all in, it could be 70, 75,000 a year. And sure enough, by the time Alex was ready to go to college, 18 years later, the cost had doubled. Mm-hmm. And yes, incomes go up, but they sure don't double in that amount of time. Whereas, you know, the cost of college had more than doubled. And I think people don't realize that retirement is long now. You know, if you're 60 or 65 right. and you're deciding you're going to be retired, you might have 30 years to go. And that $100,000 a year you think you need now, to your point, to your example, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Could actually be that you need $200,000 by the time you're 80.
Yeah. And so we call that longevity risk, right? So if we're living two, three, four decades in retirement, where again, there's no paychecks coming in, we need to be very aware of this. We've covered all these what ifs. What happens if taxes go? What happens if inflation? These are what I call these financial curveballs. And so how many of us are planning for that? Again, when you talk about planning, that's why tax planning is a big part. I talked about it before, at least these five pillars to your plan. One is tax planning. One is income planning. So if you have an income coming in, you know, account for inflation. Things that you can do, your investments, if you're going to rely on investments right now, if you're in bonds, you're getting a negative real rate of return. You are actually getting a negative return, right? If you have a 10 years paying 1.3 or 1.4, well, if inflation's at 4%, you're not even keeping up with half of inflation. So we really need to be aware, what do we own in our accounts? What should we own? And then couple that with having an income plan where the paychecks are coming in every month. And so we can use the investments, but they're part of that growth strategy. So I would just, this would be a call to action for people to say, hey, just to take a look at what you own. You know, stocks in general perform better in inflation. Now, if you want to drill down and say, well, should I own certain sectors in the economy? Maybe you can look at that. Should you own, you know, materials or consumer staples, or look at some of these things, at least have these discussions.
Oh, yeah, I love that. We should, you know, we need to take a quick break, but we should talk about that, you know, how different sectors can really counteract some of the things that go on with inflation and how you can actually build that portfolio to fight and mitigate inflationary pressure. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, that's going to be the topic. Stay with us. You can always reach Tom, by the way, by calling his office, 630-934-1855. I'm Elise Klink. We'll be right back with more on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm here with Tom Fortino. He's at 630-934-1855, alphawealthgroup.com. So we were talking about inflation and how you mitigate inflationary pressures. Tom, you were just starting to dive into some of the strategies that you can do with your portfolio, how you set it up, thinking about sectors that might combat inflationary pressures, help mitigate that risk. Mm-hmm. You know, what are some of the things that you're doing? Let's talk more about that, because I just think that's so interesting.
Well, you know, in your portfolio, I would just say this, as we mentioned earlier, keep in mind what you own in your portfolio. Certainly if you're in fixed, I mean, unfortunately, you know, without getting too deep into the Fed and all these things that are problematic, you know, interest rates have been basically zero, you know, for the last 12 or 13 years. So what does that mean? It means savers are being penalized. And we're getting a negative rate of return. It's kind of the phrase losing money safely in our bank accounts, in our bonds. And so what should you be doing in your portfolios right now? Okay, so this is, again, most of us, and not to be critical, many times we're just not sure what we own. We have three different accounts. Our spouse may have two accounts. Those are things that we really want to take a look at our portfolios and know what we own. Stocks in general, yeah, inflation, they're somewhat of a level of protection from growth. You're going to get some growth there. Do you want to be a little more tactical in that strategy? And you could buy sectors. Now, whenever I talk about sectors, I mean just small positions. You always have to be careful. I'm not saying 50% of your portfolio. You can do a 3 or 5% position. But things like healthcare, materials, consumer staples, ETFs, I'm a big fan of exchange-traded funds. You can buy them like stocks. So, for example, if you think consumer staples are a good place to be, XLP, I'm giving you the spider, that's a symbol. You can go to actually sectorspider.com is a good website to look at some of these sector funds. If you want to say, look, I'm going to overweight 2 or 3%. You know, technology actually has been performing well. Their input costs typically aren't as high as someone who's manufacturing or maybe has the energy costs or the wage costs and so on. XLK is technology, materials, XLB. Anyways, these are things that you can put into your portfolio right now to say, look, I'm going to be in the market, but I'm going to overweight certain sectors or certain areas I think may perform a little better in this inflationary period. So the first step is know what you own, know why you own it. So I would say for anyone, you know, we do a portfolio analysis and it's interesting. People come in and they say, well, I'm relatively conservative. And then we find out they're 90% in stocks or they're maybe overweight in one sector because they've owned a stock for 30 years.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful. So that would be one thing I would tell people to do. Take a look at what you own, understand your portfolios, and then create an income plan that says, especially those nearing or in retirement, say, no matter what happens in the market, I have income. You know, Social Security, your claiming strategies. You know, Social Security, there's a delayed retirement credit. Every year you defer it, it grows by 8%. So I've seen a difference of $10,000 a year for someone who's weighted between 60 and 70. So this is planning. Right. It's not just, again, about growing this pile of money, but these are things that you can do to try to mitigate that inflation. Look, I'm going to try to have a higher Social Security for the rest of my life. I'm going to invest properly to try to protect myself as much as possible and mitigate again inflation. But all of these working together. And then, of course, which we talked about at least last week before, and then minimize taxes. Imagine if you could have all these things working together. You know, this is powerful and it gets to be exciting and fun.
Yeah, no, it definitely is when you watch things go in the right direction. I know that this past week we saw, I think it was the S&P 500 hit another all-time high. In fact, mm-hmm. The market has been just on this tear. And Biden is now, you know, talking about taking the $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan and kind of going it alone through Congress. And the conversation about inflation is really about, you know, also bringing in, like, well, what happens when we put yet another massive chunk of cash to work in the U.S.? Mm-hmm. Does that just make everything get hotter, and then is it going to get freezing cold afterwards? There's just this fear of not knowing how to plan your money that way. What are some of your thoughts about that? Because that's really about, again, planning isn't just about today. In my mind, you know, you're planning for 10 or 15 years from now. It's really hard to look in your crystal ball. I always used to joke on my show that my crystal ball is cracked. You know, people would call them, what do you think is going to happen? But I think there are some reasonable, you know, assumptions that you can make, whether it's that the market is cyclical, that you have to always think about the downside as well as the upside. You know, how are you thinking about that? And I know the lens today is inflation, but with all this going on, how are you thinking about it?
Well, you know, that's why I say it's a number of things. It's not just one thing. Yes, inflation is the definition. Yep, too much money's chasing too few goods, and we just keep pouring. $8 trillion has been added to this economy, just from the Fed and just from the money that's been the government has spent on all these different packages, and it looks like there's no end in sight. It's really somewhat out of control. So I'm very concerned about that. I think the market may still do well this year. Again, it's a probability thing. Nobody, as you said, a crystal ball. Nobody knows. I don't know. But you want, again, the biggest takeaway, I think, from this is really understand your portfolio. Understand your overall plan. Take a look at what you own. And you can be, like I made the comments of owning certain sectors, overweighting. And it's easy by just buying an ETF. You know, and putting a percentage in. I'm not saying you're going to be right all the time, but you're doing it on a percentage of the portfolio. These are ways that you can start to be a little more proactive in your planning and, you know, couple all of these things together. And as I said, having the income coming in and having a solid income plan, whether it's your pension, your Social Security, you can use annuities that are set and triggered to turn on every so often to create more income for you that is guaranteed lifetime income. These are things to try to mitigate the risks of the market. So having an income plan, having a tax plan, and then having the investment plan. But again, being proactive and trying to put this together, to your point, Elise, it's about all of these things. It's about having a forward plan. And so those are the things.
Yeah, and I was going to say that there's actually a real risk on the downside for being too conservative,
yeah.
Right? So inflation, if you think to yourself, well, I just want to make sure I have enough cash. Like, I think I'm a little overweighted in cash right now, just as a little personal thing here. But I'm married to a man who is more, he likes to balance things out. He likes to be a little bit more conservative. He's a couple years older than me, and, mm-hmm. He and I see the world a little bit differently. I think a lot of people are in that position where one person might be willing to take more risk and the other person's like, no, let's mm-hmm. be a little bit more conservative. But I would argue over the last 15 years, conservative is actually lost, right? You would have lost a lot
no
of traction.
Question. There's no question, right? Yeah, obviously. I mean, when you look at the market, we've been in a tear for 12 or 13 years. And that's why, with your investments, you want to have a balanced approach. But then, if we can have, again, I know I'm repeating myself, but if we can have the income and have a plan on that, it takes a little pressure off of the investments where we can say I can put them to work so I don't need to be pulling money out of a trough. If the market's down 10 or 20% or 15%, I don't have to worry about drawing a bunch of money off that and then having to go down even further. So these things can be put together in the right way. And then that's why I've offered this before. If anybody wants this complete retirement planning packet, which gets into all of these things, they can give us a call. We'll get this out to you. There's no cost or obligation, but I will send this out to you that gets into all of these discussions because, of course, Elise, we are short on time. We can't get into everything
always.
Today. Always.
Always. Always.
So
there's never enough time to do this.
And
well,
we'll get
okay.
out to them.
I want to just, give you a plug, Tom, for this because I think people really think they can do a lot of this stuff on their own. But the problem is you get really emotional about your money. Mm-hmm. I get emotional about our money. I've told this story before, but when I had to reevaluate life insurance, this is about 5 or 8 years ago, for our family and for me and, Sam was doing it for him, I found myself just stuck for about 5 or 8 weeks sitting there having to fill out the form just because it meant reliving, all the questions about my dad who died when I was, really young and why did mm-hmm. he die and all this stuff that, just don't want to get into. And so it's really helpful to have somebody like you to really help somebody step outside their comfort zone, take a little more of a dispassionate look at it, a little bit of an objective view of what you own and where you want to go. And so I think it's a good idea to call an advisor and just have that person be kind of your sounding board, take the emotion out of the whole thing.
Yeah, I like the term sounding board because it's so interesting when I have conversations and we start talking through it and I ask the questions and then so often they come to the conclusion based on our conversation. That's really what's so nice about where I'm not telling them. We're walking through this, having the conversation. Well, really, what are you trying to accomplish? Tell me about that. What's the goal here? What are the other things you have in place? And so once you start walking through it, whether it's a life insurance, understanding why or if you should own that, what it's for, or just your investment plan or what you're doing for income in the future, once you talk about it and understand it, that's the most important thing. So that's what we do when we sit down with people. So you're right. It's a sounding board in a way.
It is. All right. Well, you can always reach Tom, 630-934-1855, or go to his website, alphawealthgroup.com. We are out of time, as usual. That's gosh, it always just flies by, and hope you enjoyed this. You know where to find me, thinklink.com or bestmoneymoves.com. To find Tom, go to alphawealthgroup.com, click on radio, fill out the form, or download his offers. He wants to hear from you, too. And in the meantime, Tom, should we do it again next week?
I think so.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll talk to you then. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may
may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.